You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Enhanced odds. A red card in the match was 11-4, now 7-2. Thomas Ince to score and Derby to win was 7-2, now 5-1. Jamie Vardy to score and Leicester to win was 18-5. That's been enhanced to 5-1. Derek, could we get a shock here and Leicester win this fixture?
You know what? I just couldn't believe how bad Leicester's away form was. I've just been looking at the league table. 11 games, this is the Champions last season, 11 games away from home, 0 wins, 8 defeats, only 8 goals scored. Quite incredible. I mean, you know, what is incredible is that the favourites for this game against the Derby side, they were doing well in the Championship. And yet, I can understand why your odds compilers, where they're coming from here. I've just got a sneaking fancy for Leicester. You know, they can't afford, this is a Derby, if you like, they can't afford to go, after what's happened in the last couple of weeks, they can't afford to lose this game. I mean, I know that it's on the fringes of a relegation dogfight, but they need to get victories from somewhere to get a bit, to get a bit of confidence back. Got a big game against Burnley in midweek as well in the league. And Claudio Ranieri played a strong team in the last round at Everton, got the result they wanted. I've just got a sneaking fancy that for him to be going hell for leather for this game. And I'm not sure Derby will. And so I can understand why Leicester are favourites. In fact, what I'm saying is that at 17-10, it's not as miserly as it looks, although I am. So I'm going to go for Leicester here. It's one of those games, I can't really put a massively logical case, but I've got a real gut instinct. Some games just crop up and you've got a gut instinct about it. No one's going to back that because I say I've got a gut instinct, but I will.
Leicester City, Derek's pick at 17-10. They have lost back-to-back Premier League games, 3-0. Leicester City. If you're looking at the other enhanced odds on the website, Darren Bent stands out here. For him to score in a Derby 1-0, 2-0 or 2-1 win was 15-2, now 8-1. He's actually scored in 9 of his last 10 FA Cup games, including all 4 for Derby. So Darren Bent in good goal scoring form in this competition. What do you make of this game, Tom?
I agree what Derek's saying about Leicester. I've got a feeling for them too. I'd probably say that Leicester this season are a cup outfit, aren't they? The league's now a concern for them. I think it has been for a few months, but I don't necessarily think that Claudio Ranieri is thinking that. I think he still thinks, oh, there's enough in this team. He's changing his system. He's changing the formation. They went with that diamond in midfield last week. I don't think that will be forever. I think that's going to be gone. And I think, I look at Leicester, I look at the way they've approached the Champions League. All right, they didn't have the toughest group, but, you know, they're making the Champions League debut and they navigated through that, you know, extremely well. They've got one victory away from home domestically this season and it came at Everton. You know, it was a good result for them. They were the better side that day. They deserved it in the last round of the FA Cup. So I think they're a team now that have almost, you know, reached the peak last season, and actually this campaign, they'll be looking at, you know, both cup competitions that they're still left in and thinking they can get towards the latter stages. The thing with Derby is, they've also got a big game in midweek. They go down to Ipswich Town on Tuesday. And they are, you know, a couple of points outside the playoff place. There's no doubt where their priority lies. Their priority is, of course, to try and get promoted. They've spent vast amounts of money the last few years, Derby. And although they're on a little bit of a wobbly form going into this, they've only won 2 of their last 5 matches. They've lost 2 and drawn 1. At home, they tend to be pretty good. The 2 defeats they've had have been away at Norwich and away at Leeds. But at home, they're pretty strong, albeit they're playing better quality opposition. I think Leicester, the fact they're a cup team, I think Derby will be up for it. I don't think Steve McClellan will make loads of changes. I think he's got a squad that he can make 3 or 4 and he still doesn't necessarily weaken them to a massive degree. I think Derby are on home soil. I think they're good enough for goals here. I can't see Leicester keeping a clean sheet. But I think Leicester will ultimately have enough to get through because I think the cups are kind of proving a positive distraction for them. But they need to refocus on the league. Big game for them in midweek, as Derek mentioned. So I'm going to play Leicester and both teams to score here. At 11-2. I think it'll be a fiery game. I think it'll be a good game, good atmosphere, and I think there'll be some goals in the match as well.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.